Somebody told me television interrupted and said that they'd found another body.
They have just found it.
And it tentatively identified as one of the three.
No, that is not correct. The first body, which we found yesterday, has been tentatively identified as a boy attending the Alcorn College. That's a small Negro college down in Mississippi. In contact with the college this morning, we learned that this boy whose body we found yesterday and which has tentatively been identified as Charles Edward Moore, that particular boy, together with a couple other boys, went off on an automobile trip down there in Mississippi and disappeared. Now, the second body has just been found within the last hour, as a matter of fact, and only the lower part of it, of the body, was found. The upper part was not. Our agents are there trying to get some identification. With the Alcorn, with this, the Moore boy, we were able to establish tentatively that he is a student at the Alcorn because he had a key to room 47B1 or VI, and checking at the college, he did occupy such a room, so that it has no connection with the three missing people that we are primarily looking for, but it looks as if we've got another case.
Does it have any connection with civil rights?
That's what we're looking into now.
You don't know whether he was down there on civil rights or whether he just missed?
No, these boys just started off, and I have agents over at the college now to find out whether they had been active in civil rights.
Were all three of them missing or just one?
They're all three missing.
Alcorn.
The three boys that left Alcorn. One, as I say, we have tentatively identified as
a member. The other two are missing.
And the other two, a second body we just found, we don't know who that is yet. We'll have to see what identification may be on him. And the third, we haven't found any third body yet. However, this area in which these bodies are found is very swampy, marshy ground. And the body that we found yesterday had the feet tied and was tied to a log as if it had been thrown out into the river. Now, the reason we at first thought it might be tied into the case at Philadelphia is that river at Philadelphia wanders around in that swamp area, and it's possible that something could have floated down. However, it's about 120 miles away from Philadelphia, with the consequent result that it's very definitely not connected with the Philadelphia case. But we may have another civil rights case. I'll know that, of course, later in the afternoon.
Now, if you get time, I wish you'd dictate me a little memo like you send over here at nights on one of the best things I think that's happened is your trip. I would like for you to say in that memorandum for my use that you went down to open your office and you called on the following people and that you said to the governor and the governor said to you so-and-so.
Yeah.
That would show a rather polite and reasonable reaction from both the federal and the state officials.
Very good.
And get me over a copy of it, and you can send the attorney general on. I'd like to. I talked to a group last night of pretty big people, and one or two cabinet men this morning in McNamara, one or two that are pretty influential. And I think that up to now. The Mississippi thing has been held in bounds largely because you talked to that governor originally and got him to give out that first interview.
Yeah.
That you remember back
four
weeks ago, I told you
yeah.
to see if you couldn't talk to him.
Yeah.
Then you went in, and I think you got in and got out without being high-handed and without getting shot at and without getting denounced.
Yeah.
And I would like to try to imply that the rest of us do likewise.
Yeah, well, it's the thing that I think is so important.
All right, if you just say, dear Mr. President, pursuant to your request, here's a little memo on my trip. I left here and I arrived and I went to see the governor and I spent 50 minutes with him and I talked to him about the number of men I had and what I was trying to do, and I asked him to give me all the help he could, and I thanked him for what he had done, and I expressed appreciation cooperation he'd shown Mr. Dulles and shown my people and so forth.
Yeah.
And he told me that he would help us any way he could and that this was quite a problem with all these people marching in on him, and he was handling it as best he could, and that sometimes the press didn't understand him, but he's done the best he could. Then I went to see the Attorney General, and then I went to so forth. And then I finally instructed my man that we were an investigative unit, not national police, but I told him to take any tip that he got, any time, and follow it out, and we're doing our best, and trust this meets with your approval sincerely, and then send a copy of it to Justice, and give me an extra copy. I won't send it over to one or two of the cabinet officers.
I think there are two points also that you should know. I also had this conference with Charles Evers, brother of Ned Evers.
Yeah, you told me about that last night, and I think you ought to mention that in your memorandum.
I'll mention that also. I also promised the governor that I would take five members of the Mississippi Highway Patrol for our next National Academy class. It starts the first week of August.
Oh, that's right. Mention that, too.
He said he'd like to have five. He said he'd want to get more of his men trained by the FBI.
That's wonderful. We'll put that in there.
I will.
I want to show, I think that we've got to lean over backwards to cooperate with these folks instead of throwing their weight around.
Well, I think so, too. I think one of the feeling I had, Mr. President, down there, that there's been a strong feeling that we were invading and that we were coming in to take over and do this and do that. Now, I didn't stress the matter of civil rights in the matter of these various violations. I referred to the great growth of the state and the influx of industry, and in talking with the governor before the press conference, he had mentioned about the crime along the Gulf Coast around Biloxi and those places where a lot of these hoodlums are moving in and gambling. And I referred to the fact that with the growth of any state, where population explodes, there's bound to be crime that moves in, and that both the state authorities and we in the federal government were interested in keeping that within bounds. That's why the office was being opened so it could more effectively do that.
But you try to, in this memo, show me that you told him that you were going to be investigating everything. It was a federal violation, civil rights, gambling, everything else.
That's right.
And that he offered cooperation, and you all worked it out, and you have reason to believe that he's trying to do the best he can, and he needs some trained people. You're going to help train him, and you're going to work with him any way you can. You're going to keep right on it, and you got your office there now. And anybody that's got any complaint on anything and needs investigating, you'll be able to take care of the proper needs, the appropriate needs, and where there is federal violation.
I'll take care of that right away.
Thank you.
Bye.